I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Problems are emerging on every front in Afghanistan. The coronavirus is but one. A terrorist attack claimed by the Islamic State killed 25 earlier this week. Plus, the U.S. is stopping $1 billion in aid payments, with another $1 billion cut scheduled for next year. So Afghanistan may seem hopeless, but Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says,
God is at work. 15, 20 years ago, we talked about literally just a handful of Christian believers in the whole country. And today we talk about believers in every single province. One very specific way to pray, as you think about new believers, is the first time they tell somebody, hey, I'm not a Muslim anymore. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. That conversation could be life-ending for them.
And yesterday would have been opening day of baseball season in the United States. But it's been postponed, as have the Olympics. March Madness? Canceled, along with thousands of sporting events around the world. These cancellations hurt because, as Jeff Johnston of E3 Partners says, sports are universally loved.
Competition, people love competition. That's fun too. But ultimately, I think it's just about something that people can do together. And it's a team-oriented activity, and so it's fun to get to do it with other people.
That's why E3 Partners uses sports so much in their mission trips through their Sport Reach program.
Ultimately, our primary initiative with all of our trips is to spread the gospel and to plant churches. But our Sport Reach program gives us kind of a gateway to do that.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support M&N tab on our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.